12:40 a.m. Yeah. WSBC. Welcome back to another week of the Hooli's Radio Hour. This show is presented to you by McCann's Irish Oatmeal, Mike Hegarty, Buick GMC, Volkswagen of Oak Lawn. Carol Ann Gallagher, personal injury attorney at law. My name's Patty Houlihan. I'll be your host all hour. Joining me, as always, to my left, twin brother Bill.
Hello.
Hi, Bill.
Hi.
And to the left of him, the greatest person in the world, Mr. Clayton O'Brien. Clay, hi.
Hi, happy new year.
Thank you. I hope we all had a Merry Christmas.
Well, it's not the new year yet.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm a few days early.
Yeah, for everyone listening, happy new year.
You can start saying happy new year to people now that
Christmas
is over.
I'm on to the next thing.
Or you can just say happy holidays as people are doing now.
I don't do that.
It's in vogue.
Don't do that?
Nah. No? Okay.
We actually, you know, you just brought that up. You said happy holidays. We used to have a running gag on the show that we haven't done in a while where it was this holiday season. Thank everybody for the, you know, thank you.
I would like to thank you guys this holiday season.
This holiday season.
I want to thank the listeners first and foremost this holiday season for sticking by us.
Yeah.
And this holiday season, by the way, takes place all year long.
Yeah, all summer, all spring. Yeah.
The Hooli's Hooli is always in the holiday season.
In the holiday mood.
Yes. Jingle jangle. Big week, big Christmas week we had.
A lot of things going on.
Tons of stuff. Yeah. Bill, you have some.
Jinx, show me Coke.
Bill, you have some very.
That was like twin power
there. Yeah, it was.
That was like the G.I. Joe twins. Yep. Remember those guys?
Yes, I do. Weren't they evil?
Yeah, one would get hurt and the other one would feel it, that sort of thing.
Yep. Right. Well, I felt it. I felt the joy this weekend, Bill. What happened?
I asked my girlfriend Mary to marry me. And she
said
yes.
Oh!
Yeah. So,
Guillermo!
Welcome to the club, Billy.
Yeah, I'm a taken man.
You are? Yeah.
I'm a taken man. Welcome.
Welcome to Thunderdome.
Yeah. Yeah.
So tell us all about it. How did it go down? How did you prepare yourself for the moment?
Did you get on a knee?
I don't really know if there's any right way that anybody prepares themselves for the moment.
No, it's
nerve-wracking, it's anxiety, it's everything all at the same time.
Yeah.
It was Christmas on top of that.
Sure.
You did it Christmas morning.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I did it Christmas morning.
God bless you.
I wanted it to, her son to be there with us to enjoy the moment as well.
Get involved, sure.
Yeah. So we waited until we were done opening our gifts. Mary likes to open her gifts last.
Yeah. Right?
So she was doing hers last, and she finally got to, my mom had given me an old ring box.
Yep.
That was a really, I don't know how to start. It was very fancy and articulate.
Sure.
And it was made of, you know.
It was articulate?
I don't know. Not articulate.
Intricate.
This gem box is so articulate.
It speaks French.
Beautiful, articulate gem box.
There I am. Yep, that's me. Intricate. Thank you, Clay. Yeah. Anyways, it had been my Uncle Billy's, who was single and never married. And
sure.
I think that it was something that he had planned that if he had ever gotten married, he was going to use that to propose to whoever would have been his future bride.
Mm-hmm.
And he gave it to my mother and said, you know, give this to one of your sons probably when the time comes for one of them. So she gave me that. So I had that. And my plan was is that I figured, well, I'll wrap that in a box.
Yeah.
And then when she opens that, then she'll look up and I'll be down on my knee with the ring in the other box.
So
she'll get the symbolic, you know, like, oh, he's what? What is?
You wanted to do a diversion tactic before you asked her.
You should have put one Cool Ranch Dorito in the dummy box
with lots of blue crystals on it.
Yeah,
just saturated in crystals.
Yeah, that says love.
In your world, it does.
Hashtag Doritos. We just wrote your Super Bowl spot.
Yeah.
You did the knee. Good man.
Yeah. And then
you said. You gave your little speech. Did you have something rehearsed, or you just winged it?
I just winged it, you know?
Yeah.
You know, I love you, and I want to spend the rest of my life with you. Can you know, would you marry me?
That's it.
That's it.
That's all you need.
You don't need to get too in-depth.
And she said, sure.
Yeah. It's pretty much, she did say, sure, absolutely. Yes, of course I'd marry you. And then it hit her. She was in shock, you know? I mean, didn't really hit her for a good 45 minutes.
And then it was like, you know, eruption of joy and tears and...
Yeah. Yeah,
yeah, that's fantastic. And then you got a 59-degree day on top of it.
Yes. Beautiful day. Everybody was...
Did you go outside for a skip?
Did you go frolic?
Yeah. I did. I frolicked.
I'm getting
married!
Can we go frolic now?
Yeah, I walked over to the Shell gas.
It's 65 on Christmas in Chicago.
Over to the Shell
light
gas
up a
station,
smoke and frolic in the street.
Got some Gatorade and some donuts.
Absolutely.
Gatorade and donuts to celebrate. God bless you. That's
well, I'm very happy for you, Bill.
Mike has made up a good point. He said, did you make it Facebook official?
Oh, yeah.
Producer Mike, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah. Mike Sarkowski. Thank you, Mike. That's a good question, Bill. That just happened an hour ago, didn't it?
Does Zuckerberg know?
Does Zuckerberg know?
Have
you told Mark?
Now. Yeah, Mark knows now. We wanted to... I said... To her, I said, why don't you call and text all your good friends and family? Let them know first, you know, before we put this out. You know, because I was like, I will put it out there, but I want to make sure that you...
You should put it on Facebook and then told her, Zuckerberg has approved our marriage announcement.
I'll text her that later on. I said, Clay told me that Mark Zuckerberg has approved our marriage.
I'll tell you what, if... I can't believe Facebook's not in the marriage business. People aren't getting married on Facebook.
Oh, they are.
Married on Facebook live.
Hey, I think you may have just given Zuckerberg a heck of an idea. Like, you don't need to go to Vegas anymore. You just get married on Facebook live.
People have been doing that for years. Marriage on Facebook live. Yeah.
Marriage on Facebook live.
Maybe. Yeah, I think they probably have. The marriage on Facebook live.
Well, Billy, you know what? God bless you.
Thank you.
And, welcome to the club. It's good times.
Yeah.
And, God.
Let's get back to this. So the result of the Facebook message went by. Those always go like wildfire. Your friends feel like, you know.
I think the engagement.
200 likes. Yeah, 300 likes. 405.
Look at this. This is the most likes I've ever had.
This is unbelievable.
Yeah, it says that, you know.
I don't even know half these people.
Right.
Yeah.
I haven't seen some of these people in 15 years, but thank you.
Jimmy from third grade is happy I'm getting engaged.
Right. Jimmy's uncle.
Jimmy's uncle's happy.
Well, I've never even met.
Right. Right.
Well, what's next? What do you think you're
going
to do?
Are you going big? Are you going, what kind of wedding? Cruise ship? Island?
We don't.
Millennium Falcon theme?
It'll be here in Chicago, or in the Chicagoland area. It won't be a destination wedding. We're going to get married in the church, so it'll be like with our, you know, our small immediate family. And then
a big bash.
And then a big bash.
Nice.
But I don't think we're going to do, like, the traditional, you know, the four-course dinner like that.
Your soon-to-be wife, Mary, was an outstanding college basketball player. Is this correct?
She was, yeah. She was a star at Dominican University.
Can I suggest Round Ball Rock as one of your wedding songs?
Ooh.
I will propose that to Mary. She would actually like that. You know, like her being announced in a Marv Albert voice.
Patty
Mary Deedon!
Danny can do it.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yes! You're married! That's not a very good Marv. I got to brush up on my
Marv. That was like an angry Marv.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah, but...
No! I wasn't in a hotel room with that woman! Yes!
Yes, I am wearing woman's underwear.
Ah!
Bill?
Yeah.
I couldn't be prouder.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
God I'll tell bless. You one thing. If you want to have a successful marriage...
What's that?
Every morning, baker a bowl of McCann's Irish oatmeal. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Share one. Two straws.
It's the greatest oatmeal in the
world. Why not?
That's right. You know?
Sure.
Little kind of, two straws in the oatmeal.
Two straws.
Yeah, husband and wife. This show is presented by McCann's Irish Oatmeal. It's the greatest oatmeal on earth. More Hoolies Hoolie after these messages.
McCann's Irish Oatmeal. We've been warming the hearts, minds, and souls of the most discriminating oatmeal lovers for over 150 years. From the family farm to your table, enjoy the whole grain goodness of McCann's Irish Oatmeal today, available at your local grocery store.
They say Irish women can be a strange blend of shyness, of pride and conceit, yet they have a stubborn refusal to bow in defeat. Their hate is as fierce as their devotion is grand, yet there is no middle ground on which they will stand. My family and friends tell me this sums me up exactly. I'm Carol Ann Gallagher. I am a proud Irish immigrant and now a partner at Dwyer & Coogan, a personal injury law firm here in Chicago. I was born and raised on a little island off the coast of Donegal. I studied and practiced law in Ireland before emigrating to Chicago 11 years ago, and I took up the practice of law here too. As a personal injury lawyer, I've been blessed to help those who find themselves in vulnerable and tragic circumstances. In my proud representation of families injured by the negligence of others, I've secured millions of dollars in verdicts and settlements for my clients. I can be your advocate. I can have your back. I will fight for you when you feel like you have no fight left within yourself. For more information, please go to my website at dwyercoogan.com or give me a call, Caroline Gallagher, at 312-543-4642. That's 312-543-4642. All of our consultations are free. Thanks for listening.
There's only one Irish pub in the Chicago River, and that's Lizzie McNeil's at 400 North McClure Court. We spent a lot of time there, taping the Hibernian radio show at Lizzie McNeil's every Wednesday night. You can escape the hustle and bustle of Navy Pier and relax at Lizzie McNeil's. Our old pal John Wren is your host. Please say hello when you stop by for one of their ice-cold brews in an authentic Irish pub. One visit and you'll be calling it your hometown hangout. We've been hanging at Lizzie's for going on 10 years now, so join us. When the weather gets nice, they have two outdoor patio areas where you can take advantage of the sunshine and a cafe menu of salads, sandwiches, and appetizers. Lizzie's also has a great private party room that's perfect for birthdays, graduations, and most nights at Lizzie's you can meet the elite of Chicago's Irish-American community. So stop by Lizzie McNeil soon, right by the river, and tell them you were sent by your old pal, Hooley. Thanks. There's no friend like an old friend. Southside cousins Mike and Dick Haggerty have been selling cars for over 45 years. They've been in business together since 1982 when they started their first store where everybody in the old neighborhood bought their cars. I go way back with the Haggertys. Mike's a Mount Carmel alum and Dick is St. Ignatius. Dick and Mike have been particularly classy to me over the years. Whenever I visit their showroom, it's old school. Buick GMC at 9301 South Cicero or the Volkswagen store at 89th and Cicero, both in Oak Lawn. So do yourself a favor. Get to know the Haggerty family. You'll be delighted you did. I'm currently driving a used car I bought at Haggerty's. It's a gem. And when I think I got lucky, I have to tell myself no. It's because Haggerty took good care of me. God bless him. Call him today at 708-423-5000. 708-423-5000 or go to HaggertyCars.com. Generations of Southside Irish have been happily driving Haggerty cars for generations. Visit Mike Haggerty Buick and GMC at 93rd and Cicero and Mike Haggerty Volkswagen at 89th and Cicero and tell them Hooley sent you. And if you're a first responder, you just might get a better deal than I did. With a history going all the way back to 1896, the International Union of Operating Engineers has continued to protect workers and their families with loyalty and brotherhood. Local 150 has continued to thrive through economic booms and busts with careful training and aggressive organizing. Under the leadership of President and Business Manager Jim Sweeney, Local 150 has implemented programs and action plans to create work, protect benefits, and keep members working. And they've been helping the Irish-American community of Chicagoland for just as long. The Hibernian Radio Show is proud to be associated with Jim Sweeney and Local 150, and we salute the continuing efforts of the International Union of Operating Engineers and their support of Irish and Irish-American families now and in the future. Thanks to Local 150.
Uh-huh.
That's right.
Yep.
Guillermo.
Yep.
Is getting married. Congratulations, Bill.
Yeah, so, you know,
what Christmas.
I'm not going to be the single guy on the show anymore.
No, sir.
No. Yeah.
Not that you have been.
No, really, yeah. It's nothing very
really
true.
Nothing really changes.
No, it doesn't. She actually, Mary turned to me about 8 hours after we had gotten engaged, she goes, I don't feel any different, really.
Yeah.
I said, no, neither do I. That's right. What they tell me.
You won't until you put that tuxedo on, Billy.
Yeah. And everyone's staring at you.
Get that turquoise tie on.
The marriage guy.
You marriage. Should go 80s. Go white tux, turquoise cumber.
White tux with a turquoise cummerbund.
And tie.
Turquoise Cummerbund sounds like another good name for a band.
That sounds like a strip club in Miami.
Yeah, we'll go to the Turquoise Cummerbund later on for
bachelor party for Guillermo. Turquoise Cummerbund, Miami, 2020.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah, we got to have a bachelor party for you now.
I don't think we need a bachelor party. I'm 39 years old.
We'll keep it nice
old.
And simple and filthy.
No.
Billy's bachelor party. Good name for a movie.
You know, you do, Bill, you get 10 guys, you go to a Sox game.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, yeah.
Something like that.
That's it. That's how it starts, anyway.
That's how it starts.
And you end up in Evergreen Park in someone's basement.
That you don't know. Pounding Budweiser, singing Irish tunes with them.
Maybe. Sure. Christmas was fun, man.
Yes, it was.
Oh, yeah.
I had, you know, my kids. Well, we did Christmas Eve at my house, like last minute.
Nice.
We audibled. My brother-in-law and my sister-in-law are both in town, one from L.A., the other one from Boston.
Sure.
And their dad, and, you know, we were going to go to my wife's aunt's house.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the last minute, we were like, no, you know, let's just do it at our house and make our own traditions from now on. You know? And I'm glad I did. It was really nice to have everybody over. And, you know, everybody contributed, got out in a timely manner.
For
Santa Claus. The commander, my son Mike. I'm starting to call him the commander.
Nice. Because
He's very, you know.
Bossy.
He's real bossy.
Yeah.
And he's got a real short fuse. And it's always like, I want to do it now.
Yeah. That's how my daughter.
And I go, hey, cool out, man. You know, and then he's like, okay, may we please leave? Mm-hmm. You know, like, all right, commander, yeah, at your service, you know.
Yeah.
I want to watch your phone. No.
Yeah.
You know, hold on. I'm making a call.
I got to hurry up today. I don't know. Brendan, hurry up.
You're wow. Kidding.
Yeah. Like getting him an apple.
And you can't do the, what about Santa? Because that's over.
Yeah, I know. No threat.
No threats.
The kids were pleased, though. They were wonderful about their gifts and very gracious. And we really had the Santa Claus spirit in the house this year.
Yeah,
Mike's at that age where he's like, yeah.
Yeah.
He's coming.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So we had the Santa Claus NORAD tracker. You know, have you seen that?
Where
you can go on the website and I'm like, Santa Claus is in Boston. He's an hour away. It's time to go to bed.
Yep.
You know?
He's at Wahlberg's.
Right. He's at the Wahlberg's. He's going to be here in an hour and a half.
Dropping off Celtic starter coats right now.
That's right. Here. Yo, Santa, I want to thank you for coming.
Thank you for the black Celtic starter. I didn't have the black one. Now I do.
Peace, love to you.
Mr. Walker. Oh, I mean Santa. Sorry.
Hashtag Wahlbergs.
Yeah.
Ow. He was going nuts.
They just hit himself. He got so excited.
He was going about nuts about the tracker, you said.
Yeah, he was. And it was funny to watch him. This is the only time of the year I think that I got him to go to bed because he realized he had to go to bed.
Did you get a 4?
And then he's yelling at Charlotte, his sister.
5 a.m. wake up.
Go to bed. Quiet. It's time to go to bed. We must be in bed right now or else Santa Claus won't come. Let's do it now.
Yeah, that's good.
I was like, all right.
Commander.
But he had a rough week. He was so excited. He ate a lot of candy that night.
Yeah.
You know, but he was real dictator mode, like, time to go to bed, Santa Claus. And so he got in bed, and his sister Charlotte has the bunk bed above him.
Yeah.
You know, they share a room.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, quiet. I laid down to try to get him to settle down. I laid down on Mike's bed with him.
Yeah.
And I was like, all right, let's cool out, guys. You know, time to go to bed, you know? And Charlotte's like, Mike, you know, like after like 3 minutes of silence.
Yeah.
You know?
Of course.
I'm like, ugh. He's like, quiet! But anyway, I get through it, and they finally both zonk out, and then I zonk out.
Oh.
Right? And my lovely wife, God bless her, she didn't wake me up. She's like, no, just let him go. I had been to work earlier that day. I'd been up since like 5:30 in the morning. She was like, you're good.
Yeah.
I got it from here. And I just remember in the middle of the night, Mike wakes up, and he's like, I'm like, what's going on? I'm like, I'm asleep. He gets out of bed and runs to the bathroom and pukes.
Ooh.
Right? And I'm like, no.
Oh, God.
Please don't let this be the stomach flu.
No, it's too much candy.
It was too much candy. My wife ran upstairs and got him. It was like chocolate, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And running around.
And running around.
Yeah.
I think some of the chocolate might have been from the dollar store, which made me think, maybe it was Christmas's chocolate.
Ecuadorian chocolate.
You know? Mikey got sick on last Christmas's chocolate.
That's all right.
Too much candy, Billy says, yeah.
Yeah, Billy knows that.
I know it all too well. I get heartburn from candy. I get heartburn from Sour Patch Kids, and I can't stop myself from still eating them. It's awful. Especially the new ones, the Sour Patch Extremes for you guys out there.
Oh, what's that?
They got a green apple in there that's just delicious.
Boy, oh boy.
Wedding gift ideas for Billy.
Sure.
Yes.
Sour Patch wedding cake.
Sour Patch wedding cake.
That'd be amazing. That'd be fine with me.
That'd be fine with me.
You should get a priest, like an Ecuadorian priest, Father Almond Joy.
A candy-themed wedding. A Father Almond Joy.
Candy-themed wedding. Candy canes line the aisle.
I don't know about that.
Skittles.
Skittles taste of the rainbow.
Dad, we're going somewhere with this.
Anyway, yeah. Mikey threw up in the middle of the night. He had, and then the next morning he woke up and he was fine. He got up, you know, bright and early at 7 a.m. to get me up. A little bit before, maybe. We went downstairs and opened presents and Santa.
It was joyous.
It was fun.
Yeah.
Charlotte got a hoverboard.
Whoa. So,
you know, she's riding around on that thing and then, you know. Anyway.
Any spills?
No, not really. Mikey got a lot of, like, you know, YouTube character stuff that he's into. And
yeah, yeah.
I'm a little disconnected from a lot. You know, I'm trying to become more connected to that world, but I just don't get
don't,
it.
Don't get too... interconnected.
Yeah. Oh, thank you, Mr. Southern Baptist priest. Patty, don't get too interconnected. Stay close to the Lord.
Stay away from that Zuckerberg fella. Right.
Clear yourself of Zuckerberg.
Watch the Zuck.
Wipe yourself of Zuck.
we had a Christmas party, and then I had to go home and start building stuff. I'm knee deep in Legos right now.
Oh, man. Like, we got a lot of Legos, too, and I was like, projects.
Six different sets of Legos, and each one has, an average of 600 pieces.
Oh, man.
So it's like, put this together, this. But I had a dollhouse for my daughter that I had to put together the night before Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like 10:30, you know.
I've been in that mode.
And I'm starting, and I'm like, man, there's a lot of pages.
I put a Barbie dream house together with about 10 beers in me once.
There's
and
like
put it
60,
together backwards.
60 pages.
The next morning, and it was like glued. My wife's like, what is this? I go, it's put together. It's done.
She goes, me.
You did it the wrong way. I go, it's done.
I had some backwards parts, but I got lost halfway through it. I'm watching like a YouTube video of these four gentlemen from India putting it together.
Right. Oh, you're swearing at it.
And it's taken them a while. I'm like, there's four of them, and they can't do it, and there's one of me. So I'm like, oh, man.
They're griping at each other in India and putting it together.
Everyone's getting antsy. So I, you know, settled down. It took about 3 hours to get this thing rolling. And then we did. It was
and you went to bed for 20 minutes, and the day started.
Yeah, pretty
much. Hey, we're up.
Yeah. But it was good. Everyone was happy. Now let's bring in the new year on a high note, you know?
For sure. I had a, I like to sometimes get Maddox some cool things for Christmas.
Oh, sure.
And the baseball cards, he's getting into them.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
I tried to get Mikey into sports this year, too. I got him a Bears football.
I got a catcher's mask for Brendan.
Yeah, nice. See?
Yeah.
But I went to the baseball card shop.
Yeah,
and
baby!
It was like, wow.
Which you one? Been there for 30 years.
It did. It felt like walking into an old familiar territory.
Did you get excited walking in?
I did. I had the excitement I had when I was an 8-year-old kid. Like, I don't know where to start.
I got butterflies. I got butterflies. Yeah.
Is this guy heat sealing his packs? I heard there was always
Is that a mantle? Oh my God, it's a mantle.
There was always the folklore of the baseball card guy ripping you off when you were a little kid that he was opening up because they were wax paper that would be.
Yeah, he was opening up, taking out the good cards.
He was taking out the good cards and he was heat sealing them back together.
Like he's got this operation going
Gordy. We could say his name. His name was Gordy. Yep.
I don't doubt that happened.
Gordy, the baseball card dealer. Gordy and his son. They had like samurai swords and Mickey Mantle cards.
Anyways,
that's what they dealt.
They were outlaws.
This guy had a really nice operation. Was very friendly. It looked like it was a father son that owned the business.
Sure.
And
what'd you pick up?
Oh man, I got him some Khalil Macks. I got him four Khalil Mack cards. I got him Jordan on the Sox Upper Deck. I think it's an 89 or 91.
Nice. Yeah.
I got him two other Jordan basketball cards. Some Chris Bryant. He likes Chris Bryant.
Yeah.
Couple Walter Paytons.
Wow.
A Mike Singletary card. And then I got him like 10 packs of like old packs.
Fleers.
Like 1990 Fleer.
Yeah.
Or like 88 Donruss. You know? Yeah. And I asked the guy and I was
Bill
like.
Bill likes throwing out his knowledge.
And I asked the guy.
88 Donruss, 92 Fleer.
I'm going to get Bill a Donruss t-shirt.
Oh, that would be fire. I'd wear that.
I didn't, Mike, good question. I did not buy anything for myself. But here's what and it's funny you bring that up because I do like to get into kind of a bartering kind of a consumer market where I like to talk to, because I'm in sales. I'm like, well, what are we talking about? Like, I go, I had a lot of cards growing up.
Yeah, so you shucked up the conversation with the dealer.
Yeah, he's like, down what do you got? And I'm like, it's, you know, I got a mantle, I got a maze, I got an Aaron, I got, you know, I got a bunch
which
of stuff.
Which is true. We do have those cards.
I got musials, I got, you know, early winds and Warren Spawns. And
I got a couple hundred mini Minosos up the wazoo.
Yeah. But I was like, we got some valuable cards, no question about it. And I was looking through, like, the piles of cards because he was like, I was like, get any Peytons. I was thinking I was going to have to get, like, a Peyton from, like, an 83 Peyton Topps football card that's going to cost me, like, $50. You know, mm-hmm. I was like, all right, one card, I'll get them. Like, and I was finding cards, like, nothing was worth really more than, like, $8 or $9.
Yeah.
And they were, but they weren't, like, rookie cards. Some of them were rookie cards, and I was like,
hey, don't go up in value.
I think it'd be worth more. But then he was like, no, now it's more based on in the way that they do cards now is the rarity of the card. So they're not like those years when that's when, you know, like baseball cards was in its peak in the 50s.
Yeah, they produced 200 million of those.
In the 90s.
Right.
And in late 80s. So those during those years of baseball card production, those were the most amounts of sets, the most amount of cards came out. So
right.
It was the glory days.
Yeah, so the value of those cards, they're still valuable, but the ones that are really worth dough are like cards are in like from the 60s and 70s now, and then now these new cards are because it cost me $18 to get three packs of cards, $6 a pack,
yeah,
for football cards. But the thing is, one out of every five packs has a real autograph in them now.
Oh, so, okay.
Yeah, so I mean, and then there's the rarity of them. So they're saying they only produce this amount this year of that card. So they're saying the value is a little bit more. I think it was a way of boosting the market for baseball cards to try to bring them back into more. Right.
It was Johnny Dorito's idea.
It was Johnny Dorito's idea.
But all of a sudden, you know, like you're thinking about Christmas shopping and you just spent about all this
money. Hollywood talent agent extraordinaire Johnny Dorito.
You think about spending all this money and you're in a shop like that and you're like, I could be sitting on a gold mine at home and not even knowing about it. You know,
you're
like,
not.
No, Clay.
Listen, we got to go. I thought of an idea. I think maybe
you
should
go. You probably
got
like...
I think the three of us should go over there and check it out.
I'm never selling my cards.
Well...
I'm keeping them forever.
I want my
great-great-great-grandchildren to have them when they're flying around.
Okay. Well, maybe what if this guy says, I got 20 grand for your maze?
Keep it.
Okay.
I don't
really
now.
Oh, I'm all in on that. They're done.
Give me cash.
I got sentimental value to each one. Like some are given to me by my father or through people who are no longer with us. So.
Okay, mine I was just
there's
buying.
No amount.
I was just buying them.
I bought mine off of Gordy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
and at card shows were.
But
amazing.
Yeah,
I
think the three
up.
Of us should go and probably just do kind of a man on the street to check out this card shop because it was.
I'll do a card segment.
Clay, Bill calls me the next day after he had been there, and he goes, you know where I was yesterday? I go, where? He goes, the card shop. I go, what do you mean? You know? He goes,
I
the sports
the
card thing. Shop. There's a sports card shop on 22nd. I go, oh, yeah, I've driven by there. He goes, oh, man. He goes, I think we got some money in our drawers. I go, what? He goes,
you should go purge.
Do you still have all those old cards? I go, yeah, I got them in a big, I do. I have them like in a big, like,
book.
No, tin money case, you know, like a box, right?
A tin man?
I have a tin box with a lock. Yeah. Every town has a tin man, ladies and gentlemen. Every town has a tin man.
Yeah. You in your, yeah, okay, your turn of the century tin box.
Yeah, I have a special box for all my hot cards, and I still got them. They're locked away in the house.
What's your,
so I immediately call him because he has half of them, too.
What's your big one? What's your big guy?
I got a 54 Bowman Willie Mays in VG, very good condition.
That's pretty good.
That's what the Beckett magazine used to say. And then, I got Pete Rose cards. I got Johnny Bench cards. I got
a Pete Rose sign.
I got a Roger Maris 62 Tops.
Okay.
I got a couple Mickey Mantle cards. Hank Aaron's. They're real good. Real nice cards, you know?
I'm more on the autograph side than cards.
You always had the baseball.
So my dad used to take me to these, like, baseball card conventions.
And then get the ball signed.
So I got, like, Sandy Koufax and Brooks Robinson and... Frank Robinson, actually, and a lot of others.
You guys remember you had it on your mantle at home?
Yeah.
In the dining room?
Yeah.
Man, we're
very proud of our baseball.
Yeah.
Just like the guy in the teeth commercial. You know?
I think Willie Mays has a picture of me on his mantle.
An autographed baseball signed by Clay O'Brien on Willie Mays' mantle.
Clay. I was sitting.
They traded
a Mickey Mantle's mantle.
Yeah.
When you do that voice, hey,
yeah,
it's because it's the same voice you do for the guy in the blackjack dealer, yeah. Clear Choice commercial.
We talked about him last week.
What's it? Now I found what's his name.
His name is David.
His name's David.
Yeah, we found his name out.
We got a first name. We got to get a last name. We've got to find this guy.
His last name is probably Pasquale.
Maybe we get him on our show. We'll be like, you're like a folk hero on the program to us. Thanks for coming by. Tell us about your teeth.
Or we have to since he's such an expert on dealing cards, maybe he comes to the card shop with us.
Oh, yeah! That's outstanding.
I'm sure
he knows. It's me, you, Bill, and David from the Clear Choice commercial. We all go to the card shop on 22nd Street.
Do you think we can find out, we could get in touch with him somehow?
We could probably find his agent. Yeah,
he's got an agent. David the Clear Choice guy.
Yeah, they plucked him out of a mall somewhere. You think he's got an agent?
I don't know.
He's driving a Corvette now because of the Clear Choice commercial, smoking cigars. Changed my life, that commercial. Look at this Corvette. It's gorgeous. Sing those 200.
Look at this Mantle rookie card. Gorgeous. Gorgeous.
I blew all my commercial money on cards.
When I engage with the kids at the card shows.
He's handing out baseball cards to all the kids in Vegas. Take these. These are gorgeous.
Our listeners are completely
You know what the funny
lost.
Thing was, though? When I went to this card shop, this guy was so friendly, and he was like, yeah, I got it. They, like, pull it out, and, like, you know, you'd ask him, do you have this card? Or, like, you know, he'd pull it out and be like, sure, here.
Yeah, yeah.
They weren't, baseball card guys weren't that nice when I was, you know.
No.
They were more grumpy and agitated. And
they were like part-time, you know, like loan sharks.
It seemed like it. But yeah, there was a bit of a criminal element to the felt as well.
Absolutely.
I don't know.
Handguns and Mickey Mantles. That's what my dad saw.
Well, there, you know, there'd be like a guy smoking in the back room looking at coins, you know, or something.
Yeah, looking at like a Rolex with an eyeglass.
Yeah,
you know?
You'd be like, what's going on back there?
Speaking of which, Adam Sandler has a new movie out called Uncut Gems where he plays a character of that ilk. It's supposed to be very, very good.
Is that based on a true story?
No, I don't believe so. Just
fabricated.
Yes.
Aye.
Just a tale of fiction.
Aye, indeed.
Did you see this coat I got?
Patty got a new coat.
I saw that.
This was Bill's gift to me.
I bought it.
It's a blue overcoat.
It's like a top coat. It's from China.
You know what it's called? It's called a car coat.
Yes, exactly.
It's a three-quarter cut.
It's a car coat.
Drive a Lincoln in it.
Fits like a glove. Bill got it on eBay.
Where'd you get it from, Bill?
China.
The country.
Yeah, I don't even know the name of the website. It just was $22 coat. And I looked at it, and I first got it for myself.
Okay.
It was like an impulse buy. I was like looking at eBay, and I was like, well, they got any coats on here? You know, and I was like, oh, $22.
That's how
like,
the Chinese government gets all
and
your
since you give that, you know, the cheap product reviews over there, you give them some thumbs up if you order the size correctly.
Yeah, now, it's tricky.
You have to be smart about the sizes.
Right. It's double XL.
Right.
Is it large in America?
This is the Chinese sizing.
Well, they told me on
the Chinese sizing network.
When I ordered this one, they said using American sizing, not using Chinese sizing. So
using American sizing. Bruce
so
Springsteen's
I went with them on
next
that.
Album. American sizing, Bruce Springsteen.
Right.
November 2020.
So I got a large and it didn't fit me. So I was like, I think I know somebody who really, really like this where it'll fit him.
My skinny brother.
And I was like,
yeah, me.
There it is.
And you tried it on, Patty, and
I said, we're in love.
Angel song.
Mary laughed. She's like, do you think he'll like it? I'm like, he'll love it. And she was like, really? Sure enough, like within 5 minutes after getting it, he's walking around in my parents' house, like checking himself
out. You know
what?
The Chinese are very popular right now.
Yeah, well, they are.
Everyone I talk to, my wife just got a coat from China direct. Everyone's going direct.
Yeah, it's not a good thing.
That's not a good thing, no.
No, why not?
Well, because we're in America.
We're in America.
Huh? One place I know that you'll always have a good time and find drinks, and maybe you can take your kid there and get a cheeseburger after you go card shopping.
Yeah.
Carding.
You know? After you go carding.
You guys going carding?
You taking the boy carding this weekend?
Gonna look at some cards, feel them.
Want to go carding? Grab a little lunch at Mary and Bernard's Buddy Callahan's Irish Pub at 10618 Southwestern. It's the perfect Southside Irish bar, and there's always something going on there. And tell them the Hoolies sent you.
That's right.
So shout out to them. Make sure you get over there.
You want
to
hold some cards this weekend?
Right. Well, Bill, you want to play a song? You had a song you wanted to
Billy
play.
Billy wants to play
No,
an
you guys
song.
Said you guys wanted to play...
We're playing the song in honor of Bill, actually.
Oh, yeah, it wasn't me. He said, well, we got to play a wedding song of some sort.
Yeah, for Gee. Okay. We're very happy
you. Should
for
have
you.
Eddie Vedder. Invite Eddie Vedder to your wedding.
Why not invite Vedder?
You got the wedding bell, whatever.
My gosh.
Sorry. Yeah, that was like Marilyn
Yes,
Manson.
That's the one, Mike. I think that we have it.
It's Wedding Bell Blues by
Fifth Dimension.
The Fifth Dimension.
Yeah.
Oh!
Holy Sully Returns.
There's no friend like an old friend. Southside Cousins Mike and Dick Haggerty have been selling cars for over 45 years. They've been in business together since 1982 when they started their first store where everybody in the old neighborhood bought their cars. I go way back with the Haggertys. Mike's a Mount Carmel alum and Dick is St. Ignatius. Dick and Mike have been particularly classy to me over the years. Whenever I visit their showroom, it's old school. Buick GMC at 9301 South Cicero or the Volkswagen store at 89th and Cicero, both in Oak Lawn. So do yourself a favor. Get to know the Haggerty family. You'll be delighted you did. I'm currently driving a used car I bought at Haggerty's. It's a gem. And when I think I got lucky, I have to tell myself no. It's because Haggerty took good care of me. God bless him. Call him today at 708-423-5000. 708-423-5000 or go to HaggertyCars.com. Generations of Southside Irish have been happily driving Haggerty cars for generations. Visit Mike Haggerty Buick and GMC at 93rd and Cicero and Mike Haggerty Volkswagen at 89th and Cicero and tell them Hooley sent you. And if you're a first responder, you just might get a better deal than I did. When your family has suffered a loss, there's one family I know who will be there for you. Robert J. Sheehy & Sons Funeral Homes are third generation, family owned and operated. The Sheehy family has dedicated their lives serving families throughout Chicago and the southwest suburbs. The Robert J. Sheehy & Sons Funeral Home was incorporated in 1913 as a storefront at 76th and Halston in Chicago. At the time, this was one of the few standalone funeral homes of its kind, and was to be the first of many to come bearing the Sheehy name. The founder, Roger Sheehy Sr., was soon joined in business by his three sons, Roger Jr., Jack, and Bob. This trademark of service is evident 98 years later, as Bob and Jim Sheehy, third generation, own and operate two locations in Orland Park and Burbank. At Sheehy's, the name on their sign outside the funeral home means something. For them, it's very important that everyone be treated as if they were family, friend, or neighbor, as they very well could be. When my brother Willie died a few years ago, the Sheehy's took very good care of our family. And you know, you never forget something like that. Their entire staff cares about each and every family they serve. Every detail is handled in a professional and personal manner. On a daily basis, the directors Bill Kiley, Mike LaRocque, and John Sullivan, and the rest of the staff take great pride in their work, serving families as if they were their own. Bob Sheehy will tell you, we pride ourselves on offering the highest level of professionalism with every family we serve. Robert J. Sheehy and Sons Funeral Homes, here for you since 1913.
Hi, I'm Patty Houlihan, and I support Concern Worldwide. If you want to do something about global poverty, hunger, refugees, the unacceptable suffering of young children, if you want to reach people directly where the need is greatest, you should too. For 50 years since its grassroots beginnings in Dublin, Concern has changed and saved lives of millions. It has been the proud, relentlessly compassionate face of Ireland to the world. Support Concern today at concernusa.org. That's concernusa.org. There's no more Irish thing you can do.
They say Irish women can be a strange blend of shyness, of pride and conceit, yet they have a stubborn refusal to bow in defeat. Their hate is as fierce as their devotion is grand, yet there is no middle ground on which they will stand. My family and friends tell me this sums me up exactly. I'm Carol Ann Gallagher. I am a proud Irish immigrant and now a partner at Dwyer & Coogan, a personal injury law firm here in Chicago. I was born and raised on a little island off the coast of Donegal. I studied and practiced law in Ireland before emigrating to Chicago 11 years ago, and I took up the practice of law here too. As a personal injury lawyer, I've been blessed to help those who find themselves in vulnerable and tragic circumstances. In my proud representation of families injured by the negligence of others, I've secured millions of dollars in verdicts and settlements for my clients. I can be your advocate. I can have your back. I will fight for you when you feel like you have no fight left within yourself. For more information, please go to my website at dwyercoogan.com or give me a call, Caroline Gallagher, at 312-543-4642. That's 312-543-4642. All of our consultations are free. Thanks for listening.
McCann's Irish Oatmeal. We've been warming the hearts, minds, and souls of the most discriminating oatmeal lovers for over 150 years. From the family farm to your table, enjoy the whole grain goodness of McCann's Irish Oatmeal today, available at your local grocery store.
Yes.
Billy's getting married.
Yep. A white wedding for you, huh?
I like that, Clay.
Idol. Yeah, baby.
I would love to see Idol.
Get your lip up.
Right. Well, Bill, congratulations. It's the Billy's Getting Married episode.
Yep.
Billy's getting married to Mary.
That's right. And she had a funny joke tonight before I was going to do the show. She was like, oh, so you're actually going to get a chance to talk tonight?
Oh, yeah.
Just for that, you are now excommunicated.
The first cut is the deepest.
That's right.
Billy, your input is always valuable.
Yeah. No, she was just teasing you guys.
Well, Mary, God bless you. Congratulations. We're very happy for you.
Many years of happiness.
Got a wonderful candy man on your hands. Wonderful.
I get you a bottle
She's well aware of it.
I get you a bottle of Proper 12.
Ooh.
We don't sell Proper 12. It's not one of my brands.
He's fighting soon.
Yeah, you want You wanted to talk about him earlier. You're like, let's talk about McGregor.
He's going to get destroyed.
You think so? He's fighting a cowboy, you say?
He's fighting a cowboy. That's correct.
Wow.
The guy he's fighting. Yeah, check. Look at him. Look him up.
Is he a real cowboy?
His name's Cowboy Cerrone. I think his last name's Cerrone.
That's Cerrone.
He's nuts.
Cowboy Cerrone.
He's a lunatic.
He's a lunatic?
Yeah. I mean, you have to be, don't you?
Is he a gangster cowboy like the late Jack Cerrone?
No, he's more like Billy the Kiddish.
Okay. Oh, he is.
Yeah.
I think Dana White said that to him. He goes, I want, you know, I know your last name is Cerrone. That's fine. But I'm thinking you're more like a Billy the Kid type guy. we put a cowboy hat, some boots on you. You get out there, you fight McGregor.
It's going to be wild. I'm telling you. It's going to be nuts.
When is the fight going down? Do you know?
It's going down on January 18th, I believe.
Okay. And there's no belt involved this time. This is like Conor McGregor's first fight in like a year or two, isn't it?
Yeah, something like that.
I stopped following him.
Donald Anthony Cerrone, known professionally by his ring name Cowboy. Mm-hmm. He's an American mixed martial artist and former professional kickboxer.
Okay. All right.
Oh, there he is.
Yeah, yep. He's a cowboy.
He's got kind of a Georgie beard, Bill.
Yeah.
Let me see that. Is he bald? Let me see. Take your cowboy hat off, Cerrone. Show me your dome. He doesn't get to fight with the cowboy hat in the ring, does he?
He probably is bald. That's why he's so mad.
Maybe.
Give me a...
No, he's got a nice head of hair.
Bald. Oh.
Hey, he looks like he went to Bosley, maybe.
Yeah, could have been a Bosley guy.
Could have been
a cowboy Cerrone. When I lost my hair in a McGregor fight, worst year of my life. That's why I'm at Restore.
At least I have my hair.
They got Christmas discounts.
Died the katana.
But I'm gonna announce my prediction now. I think McGregor. Yeah. You know, I think he's got kind of like Mike Tyson, Buster Douglas syndrome.
Okay.
You know, he's too big. He's too rich. He's got too much going on, and he's gonna get hurt.
He's gonna smacked out.
Yeah.
Well, we'll find
out.
Taking the cowboy.
You know where they don't have too many cowboys, but they always have fine gentlemen.
Where's that?
The Twisted Shamrock Irish Pub at 6462 South Central Avenue. Say hello to the owners, Mike and Dawn.
Love Courtney, Mike and Dawn.
We love Mike
Absolutely.
And Dawn. You know, they're great. And it's the best Irish pub in the Midway area.
It is.
So go see them.
Yeah, stop in there for a pint before you get on the airplane.
If you're going to a McGregor fight.
That's right. Or if you're thirsty before maybe a White Sox game at some point this summer because they've signed some dogs.
Edwin and Carcion.
Oh, yeah, we'll see.
Yep. Yeah.
Did you just call them dogs? They signed some dogs.
Sound like Hawk Harrelson back in the day.
We signed some dogs.
Some rabid dogs.
Dude,
we're going to be good.
They got Gio Gonzalez. He's going to eat a lot of innings.
We got Gio Gonzalez. Dallas Keuchel,
the left-hander, both left-handers. And then, you know, you throw in Encarnacion and Nomar Mazara being a platoon. I don't think they're done. Rumors is they're going to go out and get Yasiel Puig to be their everyday right fielder, and Mazara will platoon with them. We're going to have some boppers, baby. I'm excited for it. The Sox haven't had a lineup this good in 20 years.
They're going for it.
Like, I mean, even when they won it in 05, I don't know if they were this talented.
No, I don't. But the World—it's hard to win a World Series.
They should get Daryl Strawberry too.
I'd love it if Daryl Strawberry was on the Sox.
One game contract,
right?
Sox signed Daryl Strawberry to a 1-day contract. Why? Why not?
Why did he clear?
I wouldn't be that out of the norm considering the Mets are still paying Bobby Bonilla.
I know, that's nuts. We were talking about that at work recently. Yeah. Greatest contract, greatest business contracts ever negotiated.
Yeah, Jay Cutler.
But yeah, I'm excited about the Sox. It's been a tough year. I mean, with the Bears gone and everything,
it's been a tough year on Billy's sports.
It has
sports heart.
We wait and see what's going to happen with the Cubs. I think they should trade Bryant and get everything they can for him if somebody would do it.
What if Bryant went to the Sox?
No,
load up.
No, I think
just to do it.
Yeah, he doesn't fit what they want over there right now. But he fits on other teams like.
Baltimore,
the Atlanta Braves, possibly, but we'll see what happens there.
I got a thing for the Orioles. I don't know why.
The Cubs did sign a reliever. They brought in another reliever, and then they got what's his name back to a minor league deal. Who was a pitcher? Brandon Morrow is coming back. That's right.
Sports Talk.
Yeah. Hey, right now it's the Cubs and the Sox are pretty much the only thing that Chicagoans have to look forward to right now because the Hawks are absolute crap. We just found out that Seabrook is done for the year.
Oh.
Another defenseman on their team. I can't remember. That's, see, that's just it. I don't even know the players anymore. They're that bad.
Yeah.
Bulls are garbage.
And the Bulls are garbage.
Yeah, Bulls are way garbage.
It's you have to turn to the
Bears
Sox.
Bears tanked.
Yeah, you've got to start thinking about the Sox and the Cubs, and the Sox are the ones doing the free agent signing, so they're the talk of Chicago sports right now.
You got to think about a candy-themed wedding, all right?
Yeah, that's all more importantly.
That's about. Right.
Cards and candy.
You got to start weaving Twizzlers into something. Something majestic.
A Twizzler dress or a Twizzler tuxedo?
A Twizzler canopy over the altar.
Well, there you go.
Sure.
Mary, I'm so excited. We're going to have a beautiful wedding. Twizzler canopies. Turquoise cummerbunds. Skittles. Yeah. Wine. Cheese.
Did you see this video of, Marshawn Lynch? They signed to a one-year contract.
The Seahawks.
And he arrived to sign his contract, and he got out of a Range Rover or whatever.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And the back seat was filled with Skittles.
He loves Skittles.
He got out and it like poured out, like probably a million Skittles.
Oh, what a great PR stunt.
That's great.
He's been, he's worked with the Skittle brand for some time.
Yeah, well, he's doing Marshawn. Just fine.
I actually saw an episode of Running Wild with Bear Grylls. Where Marshawn Lynch was the guy.
I saw that too.
And they didn't have any food, but he had a bag of Skittles on him when he was on the mountain. And I was like, I wonder what he, you know.
Skittles has paid him a fortune.
He loves Skittles.
Yeah.
Possibly more than you, Bill.
Dude, if he likes Skittles as much as me, I mean, we got great things going forward in life as far as maybe a potential business partnership of some sort down the road, you know?
Yeah. You and Marshawn.
But I didn't know that Marshawn, he's going to play for the Seahawks? He hasn't played all season, though, right?
He retired. He's coming.
Guy's a beast. Who cares?
Out of retirement.
They're just bringing him back for the Super Bowl run, pretty
Absolutely,
much.
Absolutely, because Pete Carroll was like, I'm out of running backs. Both of his running backs are injured, done for the year. So he's like, I got to get a guy. And so they went out and asked Marshawn if he'd be interested.
$15 million.
I don't know what they. I don't know what the monetary value is of his contract.
I just made that
Literally,
up.
It's only a two-week deal. I mean, because... Or 3 weeks, because I don't know if they're going to get the bye. Seattle, because San Francisco is going to get the bye in the NFC West. So I would think that they're going to have to play a first round playoff game, which means that technically they're only signing Marshawn for two games as of right now, unless they advance and win that second game. So.
Who do you like to win the Super Bowl? Do you have a prediction yet, Clay?
The Bengals.
And they're not in the playoffs.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
They're going to come out of nowhere.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Bengals out of nowhere.
Who do you like? Who do you like, Pat?
I'm going to
be Oilers.
The Oilers.
Yeah, right.
The Oilers.
I'm going to say that the New England Patriots win the Super Bowl.
With them? No. I'm going to go with...
Again, it's going to happen.
Yeah, why wouldn't they win it?
Somehow they'll get there.
They're apparently cheating, so...
I'm picking Lamar Jackson and the Baltimore Ravens to win
I think
Super
that would
Bowl.
Be cool. I'd like to see them win. I'd like to see maybe the Chiefs win. I think the Niners would be cool to see win.
I think Billy's probably got the closest prediction.
The Packers...
I don't know. It's pretty...
Packers will not win it.
Ugh.
They can't.
How bad would it sting if the Packers won the Super Bowl?
They won't. They don't got it.
The Saints, I think, that's a good point, Mike. I think the Saints are going to come out of the NFC.
In other words, none of us have any idea. There's too many strong
teams. That's correct.
You know? It's too hard to say right now. If I'm going to pick right now, I'm going to say the Baltimore Ravens. But
Baltimore?
The Baltimore Ravens, yes.
Clay, what was the hot gift this year that the kids loved?
My son Brendan got a Lego train set and kind of lost his mind when he saw it.
Really?
It was like a late 80s America's Funniest Home Videos type of moment. He's like, oh my God. He just freaked out. And my wife caught it on tape, actually, so it was fun to watch.
Oh, that's great.
We got Maddox a Jordan jersey and a Mahomes jersey.
Nice.
He went nuts for the Patrick Mahomes jersey.
Yeah. Jerseys are big, man.
He's into jerseys, man.
Yeah. I'm going to start wearing jerseys.
He got a Peyton jersey, too, for Christmas.
So. Mikey got a set of headphones. He wanted headphones, and he freaked out over the headphones.
Nice.
Wow, okay.
It's weird. Five-year-old kid wants headphones.
It's awesome.
And then Charlotte got the hoverboard, which she kind of flipped out on.
Yeah.
You know? Yes!
Yeah.
You know?
Such a great feeling.
The hoverboard inside the house is quite annoying.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, man, I'll bet.
It's like someone on a Segway. You know, I'm like, hey, we don't do that in the house.
I got my son Brody a skateboard But I got them all the pads, too. Elbow pads, knee pads, wrist pads.
Right.
We were out in the front yard skateboarding.
See if he's going to be the next Tony Hawk.
Yeah.
You know sure. who Tony Hawk was?
What do you know about Tony Hawk, son? Nothing?
Southern skateboard dad.
Get out here and do some ollies. Come on.
Get out here and do some ollies.
I built this ramp for you. Come on out here and jump this dang thing.
Right.
Come on.
And then we're going to watch Lords of Dogtown after
then
this.
Then we're going to Meyer.
Meyer? Hashtag Meyer for some reason. Throw them out the grocery chain.
Who was the big skateboarder from Lords of Dogtown?
Tony Peralta.
Stacy Peralta.
Stacy Peralta. Yeah.
Tony Alva.
And Tony Alva.
Correct.
Yeah.
Sorry.
You know who Tony Alva was?
You don't know nothing about Tony Alva, do you?
Yeah.
What just happened?
Wow. Yeah.
Marshawn Lynch skittles Tony Alva.
Stacy Peralta.
Stacy Peralta. Meyer. What in the Lord?
Yeah.
The stream of consciousness.
Google all these people, audience.
Right.
Yeah. Pleasantly surprised.
Sure.
But not while you're driving. Don't do that.
No, never.
Christmas movies, you guys tune into them?
I did. Yeah. I watched It's a Wonderful Life.
So did I.
And I cried.
What a great movie.
Gosh, yeah. It really is.
You know what I was thinking while I was watching it? The acting is just like, it's out of this world. It's amazing.
Jimmy Stewart's wonderful. Donna Reed is so beautiful in that movie.
Yeah.
It's kind of creepy of me to say, but she is.
All right.
It's just part of the moment that captures me because you want to be in love with
this
her.
This drafty old house. Oh, kids!
You know? But I want to live again. Just wonderful.
Mr. Gower!
Yeah, Mr. Gower!
Mr. Gower!
Mr. Martini. Clarence. Bert and Ernie.
The whole cast.
My wife had never seen It's a Wonderful Life. And we were
wife still has not.
And I was like, you got to watch this. And she's like, I'll get to it. And I'm like, no.
It's important. This is important. It is.
You need to see this film.
That and Platoon.
Right. First we watch It's a Wonderful Life, then we watch Platoon. It's a double bill.
Yeah.
The two most important films you'll ever see.
Mr. Cower! I caca don't be say.
No Housewives for One Night. First It's a Wonderful Life, then Platoon, all right?
Yeah. And a large za.
And a large za.
Anyway, I tried to get everybody to watch it, and I just ended up zoning out and watching it by myself.
That's what I did, too.
Chaos went on around me.
Yeah, that's exactly what I did.
And I found myself getting choked up.
You did cry? What part got you?
I always get, the end always gets me. The last 30 minutes are like, you know, just
a whirlwind.
Yeah, when everyone's, you know, pouring cash into his lap.
That's amazing. That scene's amazing.
Yeah, but,
it's all great, you know. It's all the acting is the characters in that are just wonderful. It's great stuff.
Good stuff. Yeah. Good stuff.
Because you know what, Clay? It is a wonderful life.
Yeah, it is.
It's good to be here.
It is good.
We are getting close to time.
Yeah,
right?
Sure.
Yeah. Bill, what's the plan? What you know? Now that you're gonna, do you feel any different? Any New Year's resolutions before you tie the knot?
Yeah, I want to quit smoking.
Oh.
You can
I get in shape.
You got to listen to Eye of the Tiger a bunch of times.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But those are on the top of my list for sure.
You can do it, Billy.
We're thrilled for you.
Yeah.
And
thanks.
I do want to thank our listeners for listening to us this past year.
Yes.
Because as we enter a new year, I want you all to listen more.
What will next year be for us? How many years? On the yeah.
Well, we're into year five now.
No,
this will be six.
We're into year six. We'll be going in. Yeah, we're in year six right now.
How many relationships has Bill had? That's how we'll measure it from now on.
Oh boy!
Since we started and ended,
6 years because we started I think in the fall of 2014. So it'll be 6 years. Coming up next October.
And I haven't enjoyed it more than today.
God bless you guys going into the next year.
Yes, if you've enjoyed the last hour of the program, you can find archived episodes of this show if you go to hibernianradio.org.
Yeah.
Or you can go to iTunes and search for us there at Hooli's Hooli Radio.
Yes.
This show is presented to you by McCann's Irish Oatmeal, Mike Haggerty, Buick GMC, Volkswagen of Oak Lawn, and Carol Ann Gallagher, personal injury attorney at law. New Year's Day. Until next week.
See ya.
Bye.
Yeah.